welcome to the third episode of Talking Across Activisms here on WHUS Stores, where we talk all things activism here in Connecticut and beyond. I'm your host, Gabriella Ramos-King. On today's episode, we'll be sitting down with our friends Annika and Danny of Spring Valley Student Farm. We'll be talking about sustainable living, intentional community, and local impacts on the global food system. Be sure to check out Talking Across Activism's accompanying blog, where we post articles about topics similar to our discussions here on the podcast. Before we jump in, I want to remind our listeners that the views presented in this program may not reflect the views of the University of Connecticut, WHUS Radio, or the staff of the station. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are here with two guests from UConn Spring Valley Student Farms. Can you both go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Danny. My pronouns are he, him, his. My year at UConn, this is my eighth and final semester. And my majors are English with a concentration in creative writing and sustainable plant and soil systems with a concentration in sustainable agriculture. Something interesting about me, I don't know. I guess like the go-to is that I keep bees. I'm a beekeeper. That'll probably come up a few times during this.
My name's Annika. I use she, her pronouns. I'm in my last semester at UConn also, and my major is global health, which is an individualized major, but I mostly studied medical anthropology and minored in sustainable community food systems. Something interesting about me, I love reading. I've been doing a lot of good reading lately.
So to start out, what is Spring Valley Student Farm?
What is it not? Well, okay, so I'll start out with the logistical stuff about what it is. Spring Valley Student Farm is UConn Student Farm. It's a place where in a normal semester, 11 students live. Right now, we only have 5 living here due to the pandemic. They had to reduce it. But anyway, normally there's 11 of us here, and we are from all different majors and disciplines, backgrounds. We produce food for primarily dining services, and usually that the food goes to like the Bistro, Whitney Dining Hall, and One Plate, Two Plate. But it goes to other dining halls as well. We also have a farmer's market in the summer, usually, which we sell some produce at. And I feel like that's like most of like the logistical stuff. We act as like a place of like for community, like spreading ideas about community and just being like a peaceful, fun-loving sort of place where anyone is welcome. I don't know, Annika, do you have anything to add?
I think that sums it up well.
So how long have you been with Spring Valley? Is it something that you start as a freshman, or how did you end up getting started with Spring Valley?
I started at UConn Stores as a sophomore, and I just showed up and started volunteering there. So that was about 3 years ago, and it just felt like home to me right away. So I spent my first year kind of just volunteering and hanging out and being part of the community. And then I lived there for about 2 years.
That reminds me with the volunteering. So another thing about the farm is that we have like volunteer hours every Friday. Normally, again, right now we don't, but normally we have volunteer Fridays. They're called Farm Fridays that anyone can go to normally. But as far as how I got involved in the farm, so Spring Valley is technically a part of the Eco House learning community. And my freshman year, I was a part of Eco House. And so the way I got involved with the farm was by going to Farm Fridays and volunteering as well. And I found out that you could live here during that time. And so I applied at the end of my freshman year live here, and I got accepted, and that's the start of the story, and it's been great. That was 4 years ago is when I was in Eco House, and 3 years ago is when I started living on the farm.
Awesome. So you kind of touched on why you joined, what you liked about it, but it seems like this is all a lot of hard work. You're farming, you're beekeeping, things like that. So what makes it worth it, and what makes living in the house so worth it?
Well, one thing I'll say is that our responsibilities are like so-called, or our supposed 10 hours a week of work that we commit to being student farmers. It's a lot more than just farming. We do, like when it's warm out, we do the farming aspect of actually cultivating vegetables and packing them and delivering them off to campus. But there's a lot more to it than that. It's like going to meetings, planning projects, doing presentations, trying to make relationships with people on campus and getting more people involved, and just kind of like trying to just represent sustainability on campus, I guess. And then there's like a whole lot of different kinds of farm tasks too that we can do. And what makes it worth it? It's worth mentioning that the farm and the valley are extraordinarily beautiful. And everyone who lives there is pretty much like a super friendly person who I tend to have some things in common with. And living in community like that is very challenging in some respects, but just, you know, because there's just like a bunch of young people trying to figure out how to live together and like do full-time school at the same time. But it's just like so special to have that community that's just always there, you know, whether like we want to ride to school or want to share groceries or want to like vent about something that happened during the day or an exam that's coming up or whatever. It's just like so special to have that community always.
Yeah, I feel like Annika pretty much hit all the points there. One thing I want to add personally for me is that if I wasn't at the farm, I would not be in college. I would have just like decided at some point that it was not worth it to just be going to classes and doing something that I don't fully enjoy. But the farm really adds like that hands-on aspect and the community and everything that just to me wouldn't make being at UConn worth it.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's the case for a lot of people that come to live at the farm. Not to speak for everyone, but it seems like a common trend.
That's so interesting. And so interesting to me personally as a college student as well. Like, we all know how hard it is. And there have been so many moments where I'm like, oh, you know, I feel so lonely on campus. I don't know what I'm doing here. So how does this kind of ability to, you know, grow food, participate in this kind of intentional community living space, how has that been beneficial to you as a person and also throughout your college experience?
Well, so my freshman year, I had like really bad anxiety, not really bad, but like milder depression. And so like joining a community like Spring Valley, where like everyone is really just supporting each other. And like Annika said, you know, it has its ups and downs. It's not like 100% good all the time, but for the most part, it's really great to have friends right there and have that community where like you don't really feel as lonely. Like my freshman year, I lived in Worth Tower, and being up there in like in a dorm was like really isolating. So that definitely contributed to my mental illness. So transitioning to the farm was just like a breath of fresh air. And it's hard to put into words how much it's really affected my mental and physical well-being too. I mean, that like doing farm work is a good workout.
Yeah, I think that I can safely say that I would not have finished college if not for the farm. And looking back on it, I mean, the farm has, I mean, I gave so much of my energy to that place and that community, but I also received so much from like living in the community and meeting the people that I met and having the friendships that I had. And also just the sense of there's a sense of living in relationship to the earth, like really living with the seasons, working with the land and figuring out like how we can be better as a community, what kind of projects we can do, whether it's possible to like bring more people to share that space with us and I don't know, it just was really transformative for me in my relationship to the earth. And I've seen that be the case for a lot of other student farmers who come and go too. You know, like when we leave, I think a lot of us have a much more intimate relationship with the land and with like working with the land than we did when we arrived.
Another big thing is that living at the farm makes you responsible for something bigger than yourself. Kind of going off of like what Annika was saying, it allows you to grow and nurture that relationship with the earth and really feel like you're a part of something else, which has so many benefits. I mean, like in terms of like mental illness, let's like take that as an example. Like when you're not in a good place mentally, it's kind of like the only thing that at least for me, it's like the only thing I tend to focus on. But even if things mentally for me aren't so great, say I'm having a bad day or something, I still have other things to focus on, something bigger than me. So yeah. there's a sense of purpose is what I'm getting at.
That's pretty amazing. You know, I think that's something that's so unique that a lot of people, especially a lot of students, a lot of people who work every day don't get. Yeah, I just find that really cool about Spring Valley. And there's part of me that's like, wow, I wish I knew about this.
It's really hard to get the word out. We need to get better at, I mean, and we're full-time students, so it's really the most challenging thing is balancing our farm commitments with our school commitments. And that is really stressful and hard a lot of the time. But I'm hoping that we can get better at making relationships with like cool-ass students like you on campus who are interested in environmental justice and like figuring out how we can collaborate better.
Definitely. I think everyone listening will look forward to all of your future endeavors. And can we go also a little bit into some of the sustainability initiatives that Spring Valley's taken and what kind of environmental justice efforts it's been working for?
Let's see. Well, one of the really big things about sustainability and like treating the earth well and environmental activism is education. And just having students able to come to the farm to like learn a little bit about where their food comes from is just really, it's invaluable. And there's so much more to the food systems than Spring Valley, of course. I mean, we're like a 3/4 acre parcel of land of which we grow, we cultivate like 0.3 acres of growing space. So it's like, we're very, very small, but like just to get that exposure is incredible. And it could open up so many doors to like learning more about your food systems, learning more about environmental activism, the environment in general. Just like, I feel like the main thing that Spring Valley acts as is like a door opener. But in terms of like actual things that we do to treat the earth well, we practice, of course, sustainable agriculture. One of the practices that we do for farming is no-till agriculture. So a big issue in conventional ag is that every year, giant fields of like corn, soybeans, whatever, get tilled. And what that contributes to is soil runoff and erosion. It makes the soil have less of a water-holding capacity. There's more like leaching of nutrients, so like nitrogen leaching. It's more likely that those like nutrients, excess nutrients, will leach into the groundwater. And then that, of course, goes out into the ocean, Gulf of Mexico, whatever, wherever you're located. And so no-till is a big practice that we advocate for. We don't use pesticides. We practice generally organic agricultural practices. We're not certified organic, but we try to stick to those practices. So no pesticides.
I'll say that as I work on other organic farms, I'm finding that we at Spring Valley, we practice like we take sustainable agriculture above and beyond. You know, like we're really farming with the whole ecosystem in mind.
Yeah. And a lot of that is due to the fact that we don't have economic constraints that commercial farms do. We're very lucky that we're funded by Dining Services, so we don't have those constraints. I've been noticing, so I've been applying to like apprenticeships to a lot of farms, and I've noticed that like even the organic farms, there's like I might see that they're using like black plastic mulch or something, and I look at that and I'm like, oh no, that's not good, because like we don't do that at Spring Valley, but like it's probably still better than tilling. And so it's like, yeah, it definitely. We definitely do go way above and beyond in terms of sustainability at Spring Valley. But I mean, we're afforded that luxury, whereas other farms might not be. But any little bit counts. So not to rag on other farms at all. It's everyone has their own situation, and you care for the earth in the way that you feel is best for the earth, but also in the way that contributes the most to your own individual health. You know, like it's no good doing all these things that are great for the earth if you as an individual are going to be stressed out and becoming mentally and physically ill because of it, you know?
Yeah.
That is such a good point. I think that goes back to how we've been talking about like connecting with the earth and having it be good for your mental health. So I really like that point.
A lot of farmers, like a lot of professional organic farmers, really do struggle with their mental health because of the way the system is set up to make it practically impossible to practice sustainable agriculture and make a living at it. So also at Spring Valley, we're kind of like constantly trying to figure out like how to be involved on campus and constantly coming up with new projects and ideas. And starting last spring, we teamed up with some of the cultural centers like Perlec, the African American Cultural Center and the Asian American Cultural Center and Eco Husky, and started talking about using our satellite space at Eco Garden, which is right off campus, like walking distance from campus. And we wanted to use that space to grow food from people's respective cultures and talk about like healing with the land and using food towards environmental justice. And we got a grant for it, but when the pandemic hit, it got kind of delayed. But yeah, that initiative is called Planting Our Roots, and we're still thinking about it and talking about it and excited to hopefully keep the ball rolling next year. Initiative we have. It got like a surprising amount of interest from a lot of different people, so that was really exciting.
That is so awesome. I know that I personally look forward to it. And that goes into, I just wanted to touch on it briefly, but Annika, you did write this incredible essay that you shared with me that's all about global health, food sovereignty, and you kind of use Spring Valley's community as a jumping off point for kind of the future of food, community, our world, global health. So yeah, I guess if you can, you know, touch on it, but basically, how do you envision taking this kind of community-based farming practice into, you know, the global landscape, and how would that change, you know, the world? I know that's a big question, but, you know, just in your own words, what do you envision?
Well, yeah, my major is global health. And through my studies, I ended up just really zeroing in on food justice and sustainable agriculture. And I really feel that sustainable agriculture and community food systems are one of the most important ways that we can work towards global health. What I envision is a world where lots and lots of people are growing food in their backyard, on their roof. You know, like I envision Yukon just like bursting with flowers and the herbs and food and berries, kind of the way that Spring Valley is. I live in New Haven, and I walk around envisioning New Haven, just like herb gardens and flower gardens everywhere. And yeah, all of us just like growing food together. And I think that would be, and the beautiful thing about food systems is it's not just about food. Like not only can we use that food to regenerate the soil, clean the air, like cut down on fossil fuels, and so much more. We can use it to heal our bodies, and working with land, we can heal our hearts and heal our spirits. And it also is beautiful foundation for different kinds of relating to one another and being with the land and being with one another. Like, it's ways to practice reciprocity and cooperation and sharing and like living slow and really having like the abundant, flourishing lives that I want for all of us.
That's amazing. I just have this image in my mind of like walking through a city and there's just smells wonderful, herbs and flowers. I'm like, ooh, yeah, I like that vision.
And importantly, it's not just in the neighborhoods where white people live.
Yes. So for everyone listening to this episode and saying, ooh, I would really love to get involved with Spring Valley, what can they do?
Well, right now, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that people can do to get involved with Spring Valley because of the pandemic, but in a normal year, there is plenty. Oh, well, one thing that people still can do now is come to farm club meetings. So we have a club that's affiliated with USG. We've been doing Zoom meetings, and it's generally just kind of farm club tends to be more for community building and just kind of hanging out and having a good time rather than actual farming activities. But that's definitely something that people can get involved in next semester. Normally, like I said, we have Farm Fridays. So that's every Friday, 4 to 6, starting once the weather's nice enough and going till the end of the semester. Well, it depends on the semester, fall and spring. But yeah, that's a really big one. We do have people volunteer outside of that too.
Thank you both so much for coming on today. That concludes this episode of Talking Across Activisms here on WHUS Stores. Once again, I want to thank Annika and Danny for the awesome chat we had today. If you want to learn more or get involved with SVSF and its upcoming programming, you can stay up to date with the farm by following them on Instagram and Facebook, which will be posted in the show notes on whus.org. You can also contact Danny directly for more information about Spring Valley Student Farms by sending him an email. And if you'd like to learn more specifically about the Planting Our Roots initiative or would like to be part of a reading group about food sovereignty, you can contact Annika via email. Both of their email addresses will be in this episode show notes as well. Thank you again for listening today, and remember to follow the podcast on Instagram at Talking Across Activisms for updates and exclusive sneak peeks of upcoming episodes, and find the blog at talkingacrossactivisms.wordpress.com. I've been your host, Gabriella Ramos-King, for Talking Across Activisms on WHUS Stores. Thank you.